What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, February 7th, and on Monday evening, quarterback Jalen Hurts spoke with the media on Super Bowl opening night in Arizona, and he's at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I am your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Jalen Hurts was, of course, asked about playing a veteran team. He was asked if Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback that he's ever faced. He talked about the pressure that he's under to win for the city of Philadelphia. He explains what it means to be a part of such a historic matchup, the first time two black quarterbacks have faced off on the big stage, and what this means for the upcoming generation. He continued to give credit to his dad and his older brother who have inspired him and helped him to get to where he's at today. Take a listen.
Yeah, ain't no trouble, Jalen. Thanks. Hey, thanks for taking the time, buddy. Let me ask you this, man. As we get right into it, the first thing, most important thing, how's the shoulder?
I'm good. We had the Super Bowl.
Right. All the questions about everything is already out.
Don't too much matter at this point. We're gonna come here to do something, and we want to finish it up.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, you're going to finish it up. Nobody talks about the injury anymore. Dog, I call you dog like you boys in law right now. We're talking in front of all people. Let me straighten this up and clean it up. Talk about this, man. Your journey here has been an incredible, inspirational journey. How much have you thought about that journey?
Man, I really feel like it's not the time to reflect. Obviously, it's been a lot, you know, but I didn't put all that work in for no reason. I feel like this team hasn't put all the work in. We put in for no reason. So we come here to, you know, finish the job we set out to do.
You're playing against a very veteran football team. They've been here three of the last 4 years. How do you beat a team that's such a veteran team with so much experience in this game?
We definitely respect our opponent. We respect everything about them. They're a really good team. They play good on both sides of the ball and special teams. I think for us, we just want to go out there and do what we've done this whole entire time. Just try and play clean football, play together, most importantly.
Yeah, an incredible season. Knocked out a lot of quarterbacks, knocked down a lot of great quarterbacks. Yeah. But you're going up against Patrick Mahomes now. Would you say that he's the best quarterback that you've ever faced head-to-head?
I mean, he's up there. I mean, he's definitely great at what he's doing. He's been really good in his career. I have a lot of respect for him being a Texas guy. So, it'll be a fun one.
You know, I know a lot about Philadelphia. I know a lot about the pressure and the fans and the fan base and how passionate they are in Philadelphia. How much pressure has that put on you as the quarterback to bring home the championship?
It's been what it's been my whole entire career, you know. Like I said, I ain't worked this hard to stay the same. You put all this work in, I put all this work in to have opportunities like this. So it'll be a fun one.
Jalen, I hate to say it, but I say it backstage that I love meeting you, man. You're just such a great leader. Talk to me about that pregame speech in this game right here. You do such a great job giving them. Have you thought about what you're going to say to the guys?
Everything comes from the heart. I prepare. I try and think about something that'll get the guys going. But like I said, I don't need to say too much. We put all that work in, everything that we've kind of had to overcome. So we've been playing for a lot.
A lot of people on your journey doubted that you could ever get to this position. What would it mean to you to close this thing out? Win a Super Bowl, take that Super Bowl, get them back home?
And I think for us as a team, we've just come a very far long way. And I don't want to make this about me. I want to make it about the work that we put in. And the only thing that we wanted to do, the only thing I wanted to do is always quantify my work. So, you know, we ain't come this far for no reason, you know, and that's both teams going into it. So we want to go out there and prepare to play our best game, what we need the most.
And great advice from me. But one last question, though. This is the first time when you're part of, you know, you come through all the doubt that people placed upon you. You're part of the first time two starting black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. What does that mean?
It's historic. Think about all the rich history in this game, you know, and to be a part of such an historic event, a historic moment, it's special, you know. And it's been so many quarterbacks before me, including Pat. before me that laid the foundation for me to have this opportunity. So seven quarterbacks, seven African-American quarterbacks that are playing this game. And now the first time for two to go head to head, that's uplifting tomorrow's the next generation of quarterbacks, that 4-year-old, 5-year-old kid back in Houston, back in Philly, back in Texas, Louisiana, wherever, across the world, that regardless of what someone may say or have an opinion about you, you can do it. You can do it too. So it's a platform here. I value the platform I have, and I'm sure like Pat does as well. So, you know, we just want to inspire the next people, the next kids. Thank you. It's historic, like I said, it's historic. You know, I think the game has evolved and it's continuing to evolve before our eyes. You know, that's a beautiful thing to see, to be a part of this history. It's a blessing, you know, and I think to be able to be of influence and kind of give the next generation of quarterbacks something to believe in, something to look forward to. I think that's nice too. I'm sorry. May not know this guy, but my brother and my dad, those two guys have been instrumental in who I am. My childhood, being a coach's kid, is, you know, it's allowed me to kind of separate myself from everyone around me. Development and the experiences that I've had as a kid, being a coach's kid, being that ball boy on the sideline, it's propelled me to heights that I never thought, you know, and I lean on those experiences when I'm in tough times, you know. So those two guys. Thank you.
At the end of this,
I think every opportunity we have here, you know, you have the great fans coming out here, coming to AZ, traveling well. You know, it's just the beginning of the week, but it's definitely something you want to soak in. These are once in a lifetime opportunities, so I appreciate everything about it.
Relationship with your quarterback coach, I know it's much different than a usual quarterback coach and quarterback. Can you describe your relationship with him? How it's not just football, I guess.
Yeah, it's a very special relationship that dates back to my younger days, being a 5-year-old kid, 4-year-old kid running around at Baytown Lee High School, where my dad used to coach, and my dad coached my coach, Coach Brian Johnson. So, he recruited me to come to Mississippi State. Always wanted me to play for him. Always wanted to coach me, and I always wanted to play for him as well. But I ended up going to Alabama. He was at Florida when I transferred to Oklahoma. Ended up going to Oklahoma. He wanted me to come to Florida. And you know, things have their way of working themselves out, working it out. So to have him, to have the background that we have, the experiences and the history that we have, I think it plays dividends into this team's success right now. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I think about all of the quarterbacks that have come through Philly. You know, Randall Cunningham, Rodney Pete, Donovan McNabb, Mike Vick. That there itself in this franchise and history that we have, having African-American quarterbacks at that position here in this organization, I think that speaks for itself. And I told those guys long ago, I just want to carry that torch for them. So, you know, we obviously come here for a goal. I come here for a reason. And, you know, we want to finish it off. But it's definitely been a fun ride this year. I've talked to Donovan, just telling me to treat it all the same. That's the only one that I've talked to. I talked to Peyton Manning as well. He gave me some encouragement as well. Told me how he handled the week, how he handled his preparation, and how he wanted to, you know, go about it. So definitely had some good influence and input from good people.
Excellent. We think that you are what?
I think I seen you. I seen you around. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Same here.
Ready?
Let's do it.
What's going on, guys? It's Jazzy. Today, I'm here with the awesome Mr. Jalen Hurts. Mr. Hurts, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, you've been with the Dodgers wrong so many times in your career. So, how does it feel to do it once again and prove that you truly belong in the Super Bowl as one of the league's biggest emerging stars?
That's a great question. I think we have doubters. I think it can do either one or two things for you. It can either break you or it can push you to go to new heights. And I feel like one important thing that, you know, people may be doubting you with what you're doing at such a young age. And you can't listen to them. You just got to kind of control the things that you can. Give your best every time and keep going. You know, one day you'll be doing one of these games just like I'm doing one of these games right now. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, for sure. Focusing on your goals no matter what is very important. And proving the haters wrong. You know, making the haters into believers is definitely very important. And it all starts from within.
A wise man told me, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So it's like.
Right. That's very important. Yo, can you please share some words of motivation to everyone watching my show?
Just keep going. Remain steadfast, remain diligent, and never give up. Always keep going.
Well, you guys heard it from Mr. Jalen Hurts himself. And until next time, jazzing out.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you as well.
Same here. Good luck. Yeah, I think. You know, I think there is no difference in the preparation. I think there's a lot of different things that come with this game. This is the mecca of football, of all games. So regardless of everything that's going on externally, you want to go through your normal routine and your normal process. And, you know, I think every team, every year, that process changes. So I think for this team, I think for the habits that we've created, I think for the habits that I've created being a – you know, starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm just going along with that process, keeping everything routine and kind of being present, being in the moment.
Jalen, what did you say about high school football
in Texas that
both you and Patrick are here right now?
Yeah, I always joke around with people saying that, you know, Texas is the quarterback powerhouse. You know, I think football in Texas is so special, something that I grew up on. The pride that we take in football out there is different, except from anyone else. And I think we do a really good job of developing that talent in young days. More so me being a coach's kid has prepared me for these different moments that I've been able to experience throughout my career. I think, you know, being alongside my dad, seeing how he led, how he was a leader, seeing how my brother handled certain situations, seeing how he played the game, being a ball boy, like I said, on those sidelines throughout, you know, my childhood, I think that's allowed me to kind of be where I am, honestly.
Guys, in the NFL. I said extra, we love your style. We want to know what's your inspiration. And also, you got movie star good looks. Will we ever see you in movies like Tom Brady just did 80 for Brady?
Yeah. What's the Philly movie, that the basketball movie with Adam Sandler that came out? I was supposed to be in that, but I didn't have time. But it's all fun. And I appreciate the compliment on my fits. I have no inspiration. I feel like, you know, I have a haircut right now, but I feel like when I get a haircut, it don't even matter what I got to, you know, what I put on. I'm going to make it go. Yeah, it's not the first time, won't be the last, hopefully, God willing. But I'm coming for a reason. We're coming for a reason. We want to get it done. Now, that's big time history. That's big time history. Like I said, it's a historic moment to be on this platform and to give so many others so much inspiration moving forward, telling them that they can do it too. So it's a proud moment. Thank you.
Nine by nine, you have the best team.
Yes, we come here, we come prepared. We just want to, you know, go out there and play our best game when we need it most. We have really good coaches. We have really good, you know, a really good team, and we just want to go put on the, you know, put it all out there on Sunday. When Sunday comes. Thank you. Just overall consistent growth, just trying to attack everything. I feel like there's always room for improvement, whether that's me running the ball, throwing the ball, understanding what's going on with my scheme, understanding the defense, all of those different things. So I can't really put a emphasis on one. I think just continue to rise, you know, and I feel like I've always said the only direction is to rise, and that's the mentality that I have. I think it's something that's able to set me apart from other quarterbacks in the league. And I think the most important thing for us and our success is being efficient in those decisions, being efficient when I'm running the ball, throwing the ball, my decision making. I touch the ball every play, so that's a very pivotal point in what we do. Yes, I feel like you go through things and you kind of have moments where you have to lean on your faith. And that's something that I've kind of come to in college. A scripture that I lean on heavily is John 13:7. You may not know now, but later you'll understand. And I feel like along with that faith, it's been a lot of work, you know. So I think it's kind of been hand in hand.
Jalen, when Jeff Lurie was asked earlier about possibly opening up contract talks with you, he said he's just overlooking that. Really, was this quote? Very excited to get called to it. When Lurie was asked about possibly opening up contract talks with you, he said he's just overlooking it. Just wanted to know how that kind of resonates with you.
Handle that, you know, later on. Get there when we get there.
Utah Media out of LA, I love your game. Let's talk about your maturation in the league, your relationship with offensive coordinator Shane Steinem, and how you developed as a player coming into this year versus your rookie season. Talk about your relationship with Shane.
Yeah, I think one thing that I've always talked about is the importance of consistency from the coaching position, and that's something that I haven't really had throughout my career. You know, I go back to my time in Alabama. I've had, and I've used it all to my advantage. You know, I've had a lot of different changes from the coaching, in my coaches, but I've always tried to use it as my advantage. So having four different coaches at Alabama, changing, going to Oklahoma, having to learn another system, and coming into the league, being challenged with that as well. I kind of soaked in everything from everyone around me. So I think coming into this year, having that consistency from Coach Steichen and Coach Sirianni, Coach Brian, having the same coaches for my second year, first full year starting, I think it's been good for us as an offense.
Quarterbacks motivated you coming up as a young player. Who influenced you, and have you reached out to them? Have they reached out to you recently?
Someone that I've grown good with communicating with, Peyton. Talk to Donovan sometimes and Mike Vick, and obviously all the quarterbacks that have come through Philly. But I've always tried to be a student of the game. I've always been a student of the game. I've never really had a guy that, you know, I've kind of locked in on, but everybody loved Mike Vick growing up. You know what I'm saying? I had my number 7 jersey, the black Falcons one. Then a couple years later, I had the green one for Philly. So I've always tried to be a student of the game, and I respect anybody, any quarterback that goes about the process of getting better, the process of growing, and I love that about him. It's about the process, not always about the results.
Growing up versus who you listening to now. Talk to me.
Say what?
Favorite artist growing up versus who you bumping now. Talk to me.
It depends on the day. It depends on the day. You know, I may, early I was listening to Luther. I was in a Luther Vandross mood. I was in a Luther Vandross mood. Thank you.
Going through your pre-draft scouting program. Inconsistent as a decision maker. He's going to struggle to beat NFL defenses. There was a lot of talk about you from that college. To go from that to sitting here when you hear some of that, it's
It's nothing new. You know, it's something that I embrace. It's something that I embrace. I embraced all of the opinions. I embraced all of the hate, the doubt. And I didn't let it define me. And I won't start letting it define me now, so.
How did I embrace it?
Just by being me. Being who God called me to be. I truly try and focus on the things that I can control, not the things that I can't. So control the things you can, put the work in, never lose faith in what you believe in, and usually works out.
Where does your fire come from?
I don't know where it comes from, but I know my pain gives me a lot of strength. Yeah, you know, I'm really sitting here thinking about it. I answered another question just now, thinking about how many kids that are back home watching, you know, watching all of this whole entire week. I think for me to have this opportunity, for me to have this platform, and so it gives so much encouragement for the next person to come up and go out there and do it, because it can be done. A lot of people say it couldn't. What's up, buddy? How you doing? Thank you. My most memorable play. You know, I gave you a lot of trouble for this movie, but since you're my guy, in my whole career, I don't know. It's a lot of good plays. I probably have to take it back to high school. We were playing Baytown Sterling, and we were going to test the playoffs. We test the playoffs for this one for the first time over like 20 years. And I like Andrew Luck. So Andrew Luck, he had a pass, like he threw it off his knees, like falling to the ground. So that game, I kind of did the same thing, and I thought that was a cool thing. I never knew where I was going. I never knew where I end up. I never knew where I'd go, but I never said it couldn't be done. So one thing that I've always been adamant on is not putting a limit on myself. And that's something that I'll never start doing. I'm not going to put a limit on myself nor my game. And I just want to continue to grow. You know, I truly feel like people expect the person to arrive, but I believe there is no arrival. There's only the journey. I leaned on my foundation, my family, the things that I believed in, and the people that were around me through everything. And you know, those people are still here. Yeah, that's what that'll be nice.
And so you got that watch, this next six and seven times. But then it came to go
I think Coach Sirianni brings a ton of enthusiasm to the game, you know, and he loves the game. He's a young coach, and he's in the same position I'm in, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of learning everything that comes with this position we have and doing all that, but I think he does a great job of telling stories and getting us to go out there and play hard. And you see the emotion that he coaches with. You see the swagger he has out there. You see him mugging and nodding in the camera, you know. We joke on him about it, but that's who he is, and we embrace him, and he embraces that as well. Yeah, I think it's a historic moment. It's a historic moment. You know, I feel like it gives a ton of people back home something to look forward to, a ton of kids that, you know, maybe they're telling them that they can't do something that they can and that it can be done. So it's great to be a part of history.
Who should fear the fans more? Philadelphia should fear Kansas City fans, or Kansas City should fear Philadelphia fans?
I don't know.
Jalen, did you have any mentor or figure in your life when you were a kid who really inspired you when you were coming up?
My dad, my father. My father was a heavy influence, and I mean, he is a heavy influence. He's the reason why I am who I am, on the field, off the field. Being a coach's kid, I talk about it all the time, but I truly lean on that. You know, I have a foundation that's kind of set for myself, but my parents did that for me. And I think being a coach's kid, they created habits for me to see things a certain way, have the wisdom that I have, and I give all the credit to them.
I heard you have a tattoo that says "Faith, Family, and Football." What does that mean to you?
Your mention's wrong. I'm sorry. Jalen, when you make it to the Super Bowl, as part of it, your agent became the first black woman ever to represent an NFL quarterback in the Super Bowl. What does that mean to you and why?
History everywhere. You know, I felt like regardless of the perception of what it may seem to, you know, go with a women agent, an African-American woman agent at that, I really saw something in her, you know, and I feel like she's a grinder. She's going to go get it, you know, kind of like myself. No one kind of expects you to do much, you know, and I feel like we kind of saw eye to eye in terms of our hunger, our determination to succeed, and she's making history. You know, it's a ton of different things that I feel like you don't realize you're doing until you're able to reflect on them later on, and that's one thing that's kind of like, you know, kind of like surreal. You know, having a full woman team and full female team, and Nicole leading the way. She's doing a great job.
You win a Super Bowl, essentially for her as well as your team.
You know, we come out here with a goal in mind, and you know, we reflect on all the work that we put in to get to this point. So we just want to go out there and give it our best. I really haven't reflected on it. I think just this being a historic moment, you know, having two African-American quarterbacks playing in this game. This is the mecca of all football. This is the game of all games. And I think it's a great platform to give all kids something to look forward to, all kids something to believe in, that they can go do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the game has definitely evolved. You know, I don't think there's no right or wrong way to play the position. I think ultimately it's about winning. So there's more than one way to get it done.
What's it been like to be on this ride with AJ? It's the championship stage, and now this.
It's been fun. You know, like I said, we have a very good relationship, a very good friendship, and you know, I know his goals. I've always known his goals. I've always known what drives him to be the best, you know, receiver he can be, and to be able to experience these moments together. You know, I always joke about him at Ole Miss that he ain't really win much, but. To have the opportunity to do something very special after the season that we've had thus far, it's cool. It's cool to be able to do it with him.
Tell me what John 13:7 means to you and what your faith kind of puts all of this into perspective.
Jesus replied, "You may not know now, but later you'll understand." And I feel like I was going through a really tough time in college, going through things that no one else was really going through. And I knew I was going through it for a reason. I really believe that. So that's what I doubled down on. And I believe faith without work is dead. So while you have faith, you can't, you know, not be doing anything. So I had a lot of faith and I put a lot of work in. I never stopped believing in myself and believing what could be. So I had limitless possibilities.
I haven't even thought a lot about it, to be honest.
Moving? I can't remember the last time I cried for a movie. Last story, Living. I don't know. I don't got one for you on that one. Probably Lane Johnson or Jason Kelce. You should see Jason Kelce when he's mad. It's the funniest thing. It's a Philly thing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to come this far. Knowing all the work that has been put in. So to have this opportunity, definitely want to soak in the moment, enjoy the moment, and go put on the show. You know.
I'm so sorry, what'd you say?
My grandma just sends me.
I see him on a big thing.
She sends me a message every day, some encouragement, showing a lot of love, and really keeping me rooted. So she just told me to go be Jalen. I know I've said it on Instagram or whatever, but if I ain't called her in a minute, she'll let me know. So. He's gonna be Jalen. Stuff happens. But just to go be who I've been this whole entire time. Go out there and lead the guys, and you know, go play our best game. Thank you.
What makes
him
such a great coaching prospect?
I think he started coaching at like 23 or 24, so he has a lot of experience, and to see what he's been able to do with everybody he's coached, every player he's had, has been very special. He has a unique way of looking at the game. I was able to spend some time with Coach Riley at Oklahoma. I got to see another side of how to look at offensive football and how to play that position. And I kind of get that vibe from Coach Brown.
Coach,
So.
Jalen, you talk about your faith and how it fits your life. Obviously, playing in the NFL, there's a lot of distractions, a lot of things going on, money, both of a lot of things. How do you kind of stay focused and kind of your relationship?
Yeah, I think you want to stay rooted in those things, and I think you want to have integrity in how you move, you know, and ultimately keep the main thing, and I know where my strength comes from. It comes from God, and I know the importance of faith. I know what my foundation is with my faith, and nothing goes on without God. Yeah, I think it's historic. I think it's historic to have two African-American quarterbacks playing in the game for the first time, the mecca of football, the game of all games. So to be a part of history, it's cool. Yeah, I think there's value in every experience that I've been able to experience, everything that I've been able to overcome, the joy, the pain, whatever it was. I feel like it's all, you always have teachable moments. So just try to learn from everything, try to be a sponge and soak it all up. Every game is. You're not the only one. Cool. Yeah, I think the only message is it can be done. I think the game has evolved. I think times are changing, and obviously be a part of something so historic, making history. It's, you know, you talk about breaking records and, you know, being the first to do this, but I think this is something on a whole different level, a whole different type of magnitude, holds a different type of weight. So I don't know if I'll really digest it and kind of understand what's going on just yet. Maybe later on, but obviously for my parents, my grandparents, knowing that this is something that isn't normal, you know, it's special.
By having people not being forced to watch the Kentucky game, being in their eyes and being in their view, kind of helps.
I think it adds a lot of context to the number of things that are first. You know, and something like this you never think about, but it's real, you know what I'm saying? And just to be a part of it, hopefully setting a trend for more to come, you know. Everybody have an opportunity to go out there and play the position that they play, and playing at the highest of highs in terms of level. So
and there are R&B songs that will keep you grounded this week.
Like I said earlier, I was listening to Luther Vandross. I never go wrong listening to Frankie Beverly and Mays, Anita Baker, Guy. My favorite scripture, John 13:7. You may not know now, but later you understand. Just reminds me to keep, continue to be patient, continue to remain diligent, steadfast, keep going, keep your eyes on me, and keep God at the center, regardless of what the circumstance is. I think it's a special group. It's a special group that we have, and we definitely want to take advantage of you know, these types of groups you have and pieces you have when you have them. I think up front, they're led by the best offensive line coach in the league. One of the best I've ever been around, to be honest. And I think I learned so much from him because I meet with him every week. Every week, Coach Stoudt, I meet with him on a Tuesday, getting ready for the week, kind of picking his brain, him laying law, laying the foundation for me. And I think a lot of my success comes from his knowledge of the game. And I think ultimately about the game, you know, I feel like we're all trying to grow, we're all trying to learn. I feel like there is no dual moment when it comes to development, when it comes to this process that we go on. But one thing that I've always tried to do is be a sponge and soak up as much as I can so I can grow into the player that I want to be. And that's an ongoing thing. But having Coach Sirianni, having Coach Stoudt, having Coach Brian Johnson, Coach Shane Steichen, and then having Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, AJ, their experiences, Fletcher Cox on the other side, JG. I mean, we do this all together. We do this all together. It's a ton of collaboration. I never really saw it as that. You know, I've always truly tried to just go to work and earn the respect of my teammates that way. I've always felt like if you're thrusted into a new position, thrusted into a new situation, you know, it's not imperative that you go in there talking, trying to make friends, trying to talk your way into friendships. You got to go put the work in. I mean, that's something that I prided myself on doing, being a freshman in Alabama, being a senior transfer going to Oklahoma, being a rookie, backup quarterback for the Eagles when I got drafted. You know, so like, it's important to learn the lay of the land, put the work in, earn the respect of your peers by the work that you put in and the habits that you create for yourself. So, thank you. I think you know, I think we're very motivated to come in this game and just go out there and play our best. It's been a long season. Been a long season. We've come a long way, so we definitely want to give it our best and finish it off the right way. Well deserved, if so. I think there are a ton of, I call them formative experiences. I think there are a ton of formative experiences that, you know, things go a certain type of way, but you decide if you're going to learn from it or not. You decide how you're going to respond to that situation. And like I said, I never knew what the destination was. I never knew where I'd go, how far I'd go. I just never said it couldn't be done. I never felt like it couldn't be done. So it's an ongoing thing, you know.
How you handled that moment? What's the kind of feedback you've had from the fans along the way?
I really don't think about it that way, to be honest. I feel like, you know, obviously anything that I do, I feel like I try and be reflective of the people that raised me, you know, my parents. And I think when you go about things a certain way and you have intentions behind what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, everything handles itself. I think there's a time and place for switching up your style, doing things in a different way. But you definitely want to lead by example. And I think when you do things a certain type of way, with your example and what you do, what your actions are, I feel like that then allows you to be verbal. That allows you to speak on certain things. And ultimately, I think the most important thing that any any guy can do is just earn the respect of their teammates. You know, this is the ultimate team game. And I play a position where I'm dependent upon all 10 other guys on the field. So we in it together, and I know that too. I know that every play. Considering that not many people kind of see it the way I see it, you know, knowing how much work we all put in, you know, and I feel like there are a lot of women out there that have the same aspirations that a man may have, and they're just not given that opportunity. So for me to have a platform where I could get them a position, a platform to achieve something that they desire, something that means so much to them, you know, I know I have a team full of go-getters that's going work and get it done by any means, and I don't think that's defined by whether you're a female or a male. You know what I'm saying? I just see them as good people.
Jalen, who's your favorite NFL player of all time and why?
I really don't have one. I like everybody that's playing the game in their own way. I really don't have one. I think the same song. Angela Wimbush, Your Smile. Huh? Yeah, you definitely want to try and stay as neutral as possible, you know. And it's a lot to soak in, you know, but you have to be reminded of yourself that, you know, we all come for one reason, all is one and one for all, and we want to come out here and finish things the right way. Yeah, man, I think what's up, man? I already knew who that was. But I think you kind of go through different phases. You know, I feel like this is a special place here. This is a place where I'd love to be forever. It's been so cool to be able to play with guys that I play with in college. I look in that locker room and I see guys that I've known for a very long time. It goes back to high school football camps as a kid, playing with AJ, getting my best friend to come here. You know what I mean? And build a relationship with everyone that's been here. I think it's a special thing. I think it's a special type of feel, a togetherness type of vibe here, and we just want to continue to build on that. Just to put the work in. If there's anything that he's taught me, to respect the people around you and put the work in. I just want to set the example for being someone that did things in a respectful way, the right way, was a relentless competitor, and ultimately impacted the people around me. You know, and like I said, I know there are a lot of people, a lot of kids. I know there are a lot of kids across the world watching, always watching. And I feel like someone with this type of platform, you have to know that someone's always watching and be of positive influence for them. So when their opportunity comes, they can do it the right way too.
Now the corner's out there, and there's 134 quarterbacks. What do you say to all those guys that
jump at the first round of competition when you hung in there and did that?
Yeah. I think portal or no portal, I was staying at Alabama. I think there's different situations for different strokes for different folks. You know, I think when you have the opportunity to make those decisions for your future, you have to assess it. You have to make mature decisions about what you're doing. So, and I know there's a lot with the NIL, and there's a whole different dynamic in college football right now. But nonetheless, just make sure you make your decisions justly.
From around college football and around the NFL, sticking it out and doing that, what do you think you personally gained by staying?
Gained my degree. Oh, that was the most important thing for me. You know, I gained my degree.
You scored that first touchdown. When you score that first touchdown, you hit that south side for one time. Oh, top five.
I think those are all formative experiences, all valuable experiences that prepare you for moments like this. And I think this is the granddaddy of them all. You know, this is the game of our game. So I think it's definitely the right thing to do. And leaning on those experiences, those past experiences, and not only mine, but everyone that has played in this game before. You know, we have a handful of guys that have played in this game in 2017. So, you know, they're leading us, and they're giving off, they're telling us their experiences on that, so we can be at our best.
I think once the dust settles,
as the distractions lower, I think that's when. I think that's when that'll kick in. I think that's huge. I think Donovan McNabb was the first guy to reach out to my dad after I got drafted. And I think just his influence, his experiences, Mike's experiences, Randall Cunningham's experiences, and being able to talk to them about some of these things with this city. Philadelphia is a very special city. I think that's been something that's helped me this year. To always compete, always give my best, always show respect to the people around me. I think those are some core things that he's instilled in me. And, I learned a lot from just watching. I always go back to my experience and my time of being a coach's kid. Those are times that, I wish I could go be that kid again and go do that again. You know, those are special times, but I learned so much. And I saw him lead. I saw my brother grow right before my eyes. I saw all these different things. And I feel like regardless of the platform, regardless of how times change and circumstances change, those are all things that I can lean on. I think the thing that people have to realize is, you know, as time changes, as all these different things change around you, when things get tough, you're going to lean on that foundation you have for yourself. My foundation is my family, my faith, the people around me. And those are things that I lean on regardless of the circumstance.
One thing that I would tell you about
Nicole, she's gonna give me everything she has. And we all have brands and representations and all these different things, but she knows the doubters. She knows she has doubters. She knows she has people that may not expect her to be whatever, but you know, she's making history right before all of our eyes. And I just encourage her to keep going with all our plans.
Can you give a shout out to the German Eagles fans? Can you give a shout out to the German Eagles fans?
Shout out to the German Eagles fans. Everywhere. Eagles everywhere. Appreciate everything. I don't know. That's it. I got good genes, I guess. I can only talk about, I can't talk about him. I don't know about him.
All the times you've been knocked out of your career, where do you get the confidence to keep bouncing back?
I think I lean on that foundation. The habits that I created as a kid, what my parents instilled in me, and most importantly, the things that I've experienced, joyful and painful, to find it within myself, you know. I feel like I never lost faith throughout everything, so I've just been very diligent with that. I've tried to be consistent in that, and regardless of the circumstances, just be who God called me to be. Be who I am. Thank you.
I could be a coach.
Obviously my dad, but I would probably be like a professional crawfish cooker. Like, I got the best crawfish ever.
Jalen, talk to me about the Philly fan base. Win or lose, they riot. What's it like having such a passionate fan base supporting
you? Yeah, I think going to Alabama, seeing how passionate that fan base was, it was something different. Going to Oklahoma, seeing something so passionate as well, is very different. I think being in Philly, whole different animal.
If the Super Bowl was a movie,
he's a great player. He's a great player. Texas guy, Texas kid. Got a lot of respect for him. Got a lot of respect for him. So it'll be a fun one. Yes, it's special knowing the history behind African American quarterbacks in this franchise and what they've been able to do and what we've been able to do, to be honest. It's very special. You know, I told those guys when I told Randall, I told Donovan, I told Mike, I just want to carry that torch in the right way. And it's just the beginning. I think it starts with Mr. Leary. And I think I never realized how much Mr. Leary is. And I never realized how much that means to him and how much it means to him to just be culturally involved in so many different things. You know, he dropped a movie last year, The Sounds of Soul, or I might be saying it wrong. But he's involved in so much. That means a lot to him, giving people opportunity to fulfill their dreams. That means a lot to him. And he has the platform to do that through the Eagles across the world, you know, in Philly, wherever. So he's big on that. He's big on that.
Who would play you in that movie? If the Super Bowl was a movie, who would play you in the movie?
Probably the Fresh Prince, Philly, Will Smith.
You launched an apparel company, kind of a company renters do every day. Can you hit on what that means for you, renters do every day?
I never launched that, but yeah, that was something I was saying last year. I feel like you got to go out there every day and give it your best. You got to go out there and deposit something. Winners do every day.
PG.